Well, in this area, we had a congressional happening to open our stuff, we are down to one day, and we'll get this, pull this as one of the open hours. I think today it was a hell of a good operation, that working in, and obviously you did it. I said, well, we talked about this, right?
I think the Rio Grande High School would have been a dead ass speech if we hadn't had those four examples I worked in.
Particularly the Rio Grande High School was exactly the way to hit the demonstration this weekend. Just talk about, it sounded like you were gonna talk about the demonstration, said there's a lot of high school and college students coming to Washington this time of year. Then you talked about the Rio Grande High School, which couldn't have been better.
You know, you could get, there's some good lines in that speech, but the lines are excellent, but they're cold.
Yeah. The good lines didn't get the cheers.
Well, because they aren't written.
I know.
I told you that Sapphire cannot write. He's an intellectual writer, in fact, he's like Christ. And I don't have the time, Bob. Well, you do notice I wrote the cheer lines in by ad libs.
Yeah.
But, except for Bob too, but.
He got a couple, standard ones.
They were good, good help, with a hell of a. I had to change one or two, but the point is that,
but the line's not where everything in the country is where everything's supposed to be free, there is no freedom. And there's, you know, there's a bunch of little, little lines like that.
They're just damn good. Most of these people are not mentally innocent, and they're successful in business. You notice that example, and then the example of traveling around the world, and what is afraid of the United States, the example of how the hell did we give 10 millions of dollars to Romania, and millions of dollars to Peru, 9 million.
It's great, Sam, happiness in the
world. Who you're saying to it, how we owe 3 million to 9 million, because of what people produce. You see, that's the kind of government, you've just got to get price and voice. I just want you to write it, and they've got to get examples. They've got, now those examples, they all have. See? They have, and they, but you go in the history and get some others. I guess I hope on this thing on launches that you be sure the sailor just makes it damn clear I don't agree with about half of it.
Yeah.
Because God Almighty, I mean, some of that crap, well, they don't go over universality, but there's some of it in which it's not very good. I think it's as good as you expect, but it's good at all I got through.
Large colored me on the way in, and he said he's developing some awfully strong feelings on the POWs, and he wants to talk to you.
No, I'm not.
Which is his way of saying he wants to bug out, but I told him he had to have another time. You were terribly busy. I'm seeing Dobrynin at noon, and I wanted to check with you before I did.
Yeah.
I believe, Mr. President, that your instinct on Saturday is the right one, that I should be tough to have.
So what, you can't do that.
No, but I was...
Let me come to a couple before you get to that. It seems to me that that's all I have, Bob. Okay, that man staying on it, I think. And I'll talk to you about the press thing after I finish these odds and ends. First, I think in view of that shelling that he gave us yesterday, we ought to hit those sites in North Carolina now.
I think we ought to think about it very carefully.
Why then? I mean, I don't need to think anything about it. My point is, you've got to show them right after these demonstrations that we're not going to be affected by it. I don't want them to be affected by it. I want you to stop indicating we're not going to be affected by it.
I'm
all
sure.
All you need to do is demand.
I agree.
So you tell them to just go ahead and protective reaction. Call a protective reaction. But let them have it.
Right.
Understand?
Absolutely.
This is the time to do it.
Absolutely.
So they killed 7 American yesterday by random shelling, right?
That's the only thing they'll understand.
Yeah. And also, I've made you want to know that we didn't for effectively demonstrations.
Great, Mr. President, I'm thrilled by it. What I saw this weekend, Mr. President,
up there in New York,
this country
needs.
It was stuck. Well, that's what I mean. If we don't do it, no one will do it.
The main point is, it's just we're going to crack in this week, protective reaction. But I mean, hit all three sites now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whatever is militarily feasible.
That's it all.
You know, I told Laird that when you're ready, let's go. Now they've choked like your body, let them have it. Yeah. We're protecting Americans with troubles. Second point is this. We do need something. I need something that Bruce can say when he goes up this Thursday. Now, we've got to get something that he can say.
Absolutely.
I don't know what he can say, but what I mean is, we've got two little stupid cooks, you know, and Jackass Miller from Iowa both joining in this. We'll end the war 9 months after the POW thing. Well, of course, they're got them here in our ballpark there anyway, but the point is...
How's that tougher than we will be? They want the POWs released first.
Yeah, my whole point is, so I think that we ought to have Bruce make a cosmetic offer on POWs, which we can publish. He says, we will. He's going to make the offer. It's going to affect your negotiation one damn bit.
Well, what offer are you thinking of?
Anything. Just for the one way or the other, turn down. You know what I mean? So you could say, I was thinking of the... You could think of something like this, that we will, we are prepared to do, we are prepared to discuss a deadline, so that you discuss POW, we're prepared to.
That would give away this
tonight. Oh, I'm not sure.
That you should do on television, if anyone does it.
Well then, if you're we're prepared, well put it in the context of what we have said, we're prepared to,
when we can stretch any number of
things. Well, then separate it out. Then make the POW ceasefire.
That we can do.
Make that on Thursday.
That we can do.
He says, we will separate those things out. Even when I do it later, you're going to do it privately, of course. You're going to give him the date. He's not going to give him the date.
Now, if he, however, says we're prepared to give the date deadline, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell them.
Well,
and then, if you want, you can go this route, but that would really look like yielding to the demonstration. Then you should do it. Why let him do it?
I'm not going to do the thing. We're going to discuss.
Yeah, but that they'll accept. They'll accept that.
No, I will.
Certainly.
Ceasefire?
Well, I think, Mr. President, that's such a big step to take that at an ordinary session in the middle of demonstration.
What can
we can say, I'll try to have something for you.
Something that they can turn down, but something where, and let's just build it up, give it to scallions and I'll build the hell out of this thing. That's the way I want to do it.
Right, we can have some unilateral withdrawals for prisoners. Yeah. We can.
I know that is a, I'm going to be tired of Lodge anyway. Goddamn, if I send him over there, partner around it with the Pope, he comes in here and on this thing, and now he wants to take a trip to Vietnam. Goddamn, leave me alone. Yeah. He's never come in and killed any. He didn't, when he was here last time, he didn't say anything about what the hell I've been doing. Where's he been? Why should he stand up a little? I'm going to do this goddamn meeting. I'm going to get out of there. And I'm, you know, don't you feel that way?
Absolutely.
I mean, and the idea is having you talk to him. You talk to him.
Right.
Can he?
Oh, yeah, he already can.
Now, with regard to the agreement, I know we're right. Talk us out. Let me tell you why you've got to have to deal with everything. It's purely a delaying action. You've got to realize that we have got to keep them from running off. POWY may endorse this mandate. You understand that?
Yeah.
It's too tantalizing for them. Bruce, we've got to indicate that we are at least doing something on POWs.
Actually, Mr. President, this Miller thing, unless he's changed it, isn't such a bad one. From that point of view, they first have to release them, and a year afterwards we'll withdraw our troops. It used to be a year, or maybe it's changed into 9 months now.
Yeah.
But that means they have to give up all their prisoners first.
Mm-hmm. But we could almost buy that.
Well, not yet.
I mean...
You see, as soon as we've made the offer to them, Mr. President, we know whether they'll buy it or not, then we can play it any way we want.
But right now,
and it won't
right
be a big deal until it's over.
We've got to put a stopper in the POW stuff. That's the only thing that worries me at this time.
Right.
The only thing. I don't think everybody around here is aware of that problem.
Well, I'll have the
suggestion. If those POWYs start running around coming out of this capital like the veterans, you're in real, we are in trouble. Like you would, you must have.
Let me talk to the leader of these wives. I know her. She was on national television the other day. She was very good. She is very fond of me, and I think I quieted them down.
I know, quite. No, but they're still worried, though.
Oh, they're
talk to them every day, you know, they're worried about it. Yeah, they're already suggested that I'm 40 to the other side of the candidacy. Yeah, well, you've got to get them, you've got to get them. We're going to suspend, sir.
fill the house with energy smell, give them a couple of extra marks.
There are ladies there as well.
Yeah.
Kenneth's got a lodge right outside, and one of the others, Tom Ronald, pick him up.
Andrew Wyatt is at the table right to your right. All right, thank you. I'll be right in just about a second.
Now, on the Freeman's.
Now, wait, before we leave the view of advice, just think about, understand, I'm just looking for a killing. I don't give a goddamn, I don't want them to do it, but don't assume, when you talk to them, Coles is very close to, there are a lot of members, Coles is confused, be sure you talk to them to see what groups are ready to take off, see, to see that they're holding firm, see, Henry? We don't assume that you talk to one, that you get them all, because there are about 18 different likes with veterans. We got 90% of them, 95% of them, 5% of them got to get help, see?
Right.
I think we can hold it, but I think we've got to get it to them. And if you can make some kind of an offer, or even tell them that we are going to make an offer, they got to get some assurance, Henry.
I'll talk to them.
Don't assume the one woman, she's just one of many.
No, but I want to talk and get her advice because I trust her. And then I'll do, she's tough enough. It is, I don't want to give the impression that she's easy. But she's been, let me talk to her first. She was on national television the other day and she was pretty firm.
We've got to have something new and viewed on this Thursday. It's got to sound new. That's all. Just have Bruce put something out, some gobbledygook, you know, so that he just doesn't say, we repeat our October 7th offer. All right, take the October 7th offer, refurbish it, take out the podium, and put a little something in
there. I will have a suggestion for you first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and then we'll have Bruce present it, and then we'll build it up in advance. Is he going to make an offer with DOWs? And then say, I offer to do this. And for example, include in it, make it a comprehensive offer. We turn over the 10,000 people. We do all these things, you see. That's what we have to do. That's the only thing we have to worry about. I don't give a damn about the Congress demonstrating else, but I've got to keep the POWIs from taking off. They could reverse. The Congress could pass that so goddamn fast, make your head so nervous. I know this Congress. On that issue, they would not preserve us on the others, but they deserve us on that issue. See?
Well, I'll do my best by tomorrow to,
Okay, not really.
You know my view, we have to keep the package so that we haven't, particularly while these demonstrations are going on, because Hanoi is leading these damn demonstrations.
Yeah, sure.
As they always have. Along the reason, what I thought I was going to tell him is that you're developing serious doubts whether these talks are ever going to get anywhere. That as far as the summit is concerned, we've now talked about it for a year. We are not going to raise it again. When they are ready to have it, they should give us the day, and then it must be now.
But the president, the president is not going to make other plans.
Yeah.
On that period, we have to plan for months in advance, and so we'll just have to wait and see. See what I mean? That's right.
On the other things, I think all on this all we should speak to our position. We've gone very far by offering them a separate APM agreement.
Yeah.
And there's no, they make it, it's just absurd for them to tell us that we have to tear down what we are building on. They can keep what they're saying.
I'm sorry, I'm striking out. And don't tell them we're going to agree with the other. You'll say yes. Are you going to say it's negotiated?
I'm going to say that they can raise it, but our position will be, I was going to answer the note saying our position will be that for the United States it will be based on the system and the process of deployment.
That's right. That's right. Good. And then he turns it down.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.